We can learn a great deal about art and culture through excavation. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Richard Veit, associate professor of anthropology at Monmouth University, discusses the archaeological importance of Joseph Bonaparte's Point Breeze estate.
As a historical archaeologist, I spend much of my time studying people who lived centuries ago through the things they left behind. One of the most interesting individuals I've had the pleasure of studying is Joseph Bonaparte. The older brother of Napoleon, Joseph was the former king of both Naples and Spain. In 1815, Joseph, a refugee of the Napoleonic Wars, arrived in America. He would remain in the United States until 1839. When asked what Joseph would do in America, Napoleon reportedly said, "He will be a bourgeois American and spend his time making gardens." The prediction came true. For most of his self-imposed American exile, Joseph lived on a palatial estate he created in Bordentown, New Jersey, called Point Breeze. In 2007, my team and I began an archaeological investigation of Point Breeze. We hope to unearth the remains of his grand houses and document the remains of the extensive gardens he had constructed there. So what can archaeology tell us about Point Breeze that historians don't already know? Artifacts abound, but perhaps even more important are the above-ground traces of the estate, paths, tunnels, bridges, and ruins, which allow us to imagine the historic appearance of Point Breeze. Joseph Bonaparte created one of America's first picturesque landscapes and foreshadowed the great public parks of 19th century America. The archaeological remnants of Point Breeze provide a tangible reminder of how Joseph Bonaparte recreated a bit of the splendor he had known in Europe, and perhaps more importantly, how his patronage for art, landscape architecture, and science enriched the cultural life of our young nation and inspired his contemporaries to create beautiful landscapes for public and private enjoyment.
That was Richard Veit of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.